from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's funny if it's Halloween. We talked about it with Ben Maller earlier. It's funny if it's only a one-time deal. But that five-star quarterback recruit in Nebraska yesterday that looked just like Patrick Mahomes, every inch of everything looked like Patrick Mahomes, from his demeanor to his mannerisms to his walk to his clapping to his jogging to his throwing. Again, I don't know if this was just one of those things where, like, he and Mahomes are kind of friendly buddies. I know Tyreek Hill tweeted about it, and then Mahomes went back to Tyreek Hill and goes, no, that's my cousin. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Little cringy, but also kind of funny if this is it. Like, if he goes throughout the entire season, again, wears number 15, has the same haircut, wore the same clothes, had the same sunglasses, everything was similar. If you missed it, it's all over Twitter, it all is, over Facebook, yeah. Instagram, wherever you want to watch it. It just seemed weird that there was what you consider.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Schefter even tweeted this thing out.
Yeah, it's just weird to think that there's like a, what do you say, a store brand Mahomes? Yeah, like that, a best
that,
choice?
Yeah. That was the headline on FanSided. Dylan Raiola shows up to Nebraska fall camp looking like store brand Patrick Mahomes. And it's like, he's bigger than Mahomes, obviously. And his, you know, his legs are huge. He looks like an offensive lineman. I think his dad was an offensive lineman at Nebraska back in the day. Dominic Raiola, or maybe that was his uncle. Either there's a connection there somehow. But this dude rolls into camp. And, like, it would be funny if this was an eighth grader or some young kid. This is a grown adult now, and I don't want to hear he's a college kid and all that. No, he's a grown adult. You're 18. You're an adult. You probably need to find your own identity and stop walking around trying to be another adult. At that point in time, it becomes weird. Like, is he going to be in Mahomes' skin, you know, like moving forward? Like, I mean, it's weird. Like, if I'm Patrick Mahomes right now, I'm probably going to pay a little bit of attention to this, make sure that I got somebody on standby in case this guy's over top of me studying how I sleep.
Like, the mannerisms are the same, even on the field, the way he walks, the way he lifts his foot up when he throws, sidearm. I mean, he's got...
It's just weird.
It's a little weird.
It's weird.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just weird. Again, if it's an eighth grader or an 8-year-old or a kid dressed for Halloween, he just wants to be Patrick Mahomes because he's a young kid. That's awesome. It's a grown adult going to college. Probably should find your own identity and not try to mimic and be Patrick Mahomes or try to, like, act like you're Patrick Mahomes. It's weird.
To me, what's weird about it is that I'd be okay if you had, like, the same haircut. It's like, oh, yeah, it's funny. I'd be okay if he wore 15. He was like, yeah, I just, you know, I really love Patrick Mahomes. He's been inspirational in my life to show me that I can be in my own way and improvise and still be a good quarterback instead of being the typical step back, drop back, throw it. But, man, dude, the way he dressed, the way he walked, the way he – I mean, imagine if they interviewed him after the thing and he sounded like Patrick.
Yeah,
Mahomes.
Imagine if he like, started to use Patrick's voice or something
and,
like that.
We have this problem in society, and I've been guilty of it, where, like, we see something that we like and we don't try to do our own thing with it. We just mimic it. And sometimes you do that. Like sometimes you listen to podcasters and they use phrases or they say things. And then all of a sudden you see it come to, you know, your show and you're like, oh yeah, well, I'm just doing that because I think that's funny. I would never come in here dressed like Jim Rome, try to sound like Jim Rome and do the same bits as Jim Rome. Mm-hmm. That is equivalently the same thing that this guy did with Patrick Mahomes. Is like, okay, it's funny if you do like a Jim Rome impersonation. Like if you're just like, arugula.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, that's funny. Like whatever. Frank Caliendo did that. But it's like, it'd be different if you came in here and, you know, you were like, welcome to the jungle. It's like, this is not Fesco in the morning.
Right.
This is a Jim Rome show.
Right.
And I think that there's like a little bit of, I don't know, off-puttiness when it comes to this, because now you're going to do something to a fan base that literally probably can't afford this because Nebraska's been in the dumps for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And now what you've done is you've taken Mahomes and then you've now put him on your field and now fans are going to be like, dude, we might go undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
We might take this Big Ten by surprise. You see who we got at quarterback? And then he's going to go out there in week one and be like, oh, it's not Mahomes. No, it's not.
No.
But the red versus white game was fun. And I don't know. Just to me, to go that far, to take it that much further is scary, creepy, cringy, and noteworthy.
And also, too, you have to say, okay, this guy's supposed to be the quarterback of his team. He's supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to be the guy that the other teammates follow and believe in. If you're a supposed leader rolled into camp, like as a doppelganger for Patrick Mahomes, how do you buy into that guy as your starting quarterback and as your leader for the organization? Because I would look at him and go, this guy's a fraud. This guy is a total fraud. He doesn't have his own identity. He's trying to be somebody else. When you're the quarterback of a football team, especially a big-time program, right? Not that Nebraska really is anymore, but it's still Nebraska, right? It's still a Big Ten program.
Right.
When you're the big-time quarterback of one of the top 64 schools in college football, you can't be fake. You have to be you. You have to be genuine. Players find out and buy into that and realize that really, really fast. And if this guy's just trying to go out there and be Patrick Mahomes all the time, he's not going to have a lot of success, man. You got to be you. You can't try to be somebody else. I mean, it's like, you know, we talk about over the years, be Mike Moustakas. Like Mike Moustakas trying to be George Brett or Alex Gordon trying to be George Brett. Can't do that. You got to be who you are. And if you're not going to be true to yourself and be who you are and be your own person and be your own player and be your own quarterback, you're not going to have success. And look, Nebraska hasn't had success, as we've talked about, since Bud Ice was a thing, right? Like, it's been a long time since Nebraska's had any sort of success. And as a Nebraska fan, I would be very cringy and going, oh my God, come on, dude. Like, be your own guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that was weird when people dress up, go all the way. Like, the fake Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Funny. But you know he's fake.
It's like every day of his life, he gets up and dresses like another human being.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't like register in your mind and be like, really? Like you don't have any days off? Like you're going Bill Belichick montage with the Andy Reid lookalike? Like I find that very odd that like you just want to wake up one day and you want to, you know, I don't know.
That guy's making some cash off the deal, though, too.
Which is fine. Yeah, which is fine. And somebody says, I believe that he and Patrick Mahomes have the same agent.
I think they do. I think he wants to train with him in the offseason as well. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Of course he does.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen. Some people say it's going to happen. I don't know.
That's going to blow my mind if there's ever a game and this kid's in the pros and it's like, this is like face-off? Is this
no,
like,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's like.
It's weird.
What if they're on the same field at the same time?
Like, if I'm Patrick Mahomes and this guy wants to train with me, I'm going to say, well, you got to cut your hair and change your look, man. You can't be, you can't be.
You got to do something.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Take those Oakleys off. Those are mine. Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm pretty sure he's, like, got Adidas on his, I don't know if Nebraska's an Adidas school, but I know he had Adidas on his practice jersey.
Yeah. I think they're Adidas, but yeah.
He's wearing 15 and all sorts of stuff.
Hmm.
A lot of people agree with you today, Bob. It's a new day for you.
Hey, it really is, yeah.
Texting driving is 7 times more likely to be in an accident versus drunk driving. I agree with the Bulldog.
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's worse than drunk driving. It's much worse than drunk driving.
Yeah.
I will say imitation, highest form of flattery.
There is a limit, though.
There's a limit. Yeah. There's a limit. Yeah. Kobe Bryant didn't dress like Michael Jordan doing that, but if you watch them play basketball, it's the same.
How so?
I mean, he copied everything he did.
He wore the armband. He did the tongue out.
He did the mid-range step back, turn around. That was his shot.
Was Kobe doing that before he became great?
Mm.
Like when Kobe first came out of Lower Merion High School, in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Was Kobe doing it then, or did Kobe become great and then people started to kind of notice that he does some of the same? I'm asking because I don't know the answer to that question.
He probably did it before he was like great because he probably grew up his entire life watching Michael Jordan and mimicking those moves in the parking lot or at the park or in the gym and just like, okay, that step back fadeaway works because Michael Jordan's matched it. I need to match that myself.
But was he dressing like Michael Jordan?
No, he was dressing like the Black Mamba.
Yeah, like he wasn't like waking up in the morning and putting on his Michael Jordan costume to go to work.
I'm just saying it can be a successful strategy, but you're right. It can be taken a little.
You can take little nit. Like we all as a kid, I tried to bat like Ken Griffey Jr.
Of course, you're a kid.
Right. Exactly.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.